Hello and welcome to Accent of Women, a show by and about women from diverse cultures and languages right across the world. I'm Fiza, and today I will be sharing with you some speeches from a protest held by Melbourne Bergara on 20th October last year, commemorating a year of the Prabowo Gibran government. Melbourne Bergara is a collective of Indonesian students, workers, activists and allies standing with the people's struggle back home and seeing themselves as part of a transnational network of resistance. Bergara in Bahasa means to move or in motion. We will first listen to Elma from Scrip, the Solidarity Committee for Rakyat Indonesia and Papua, and the Socialist Youth Group Indonesia, and she will be outlining the current issues being faced by Indonesians today. This will then be followed by a speech by the MC of the rally, Jeslyn, further expanding on why the protest has been called and the work that needs to be done. We will then listen to international student Riza highlighting the failures of the ruling class and the oligarchs.
So today's protests were basically, it's about against Prabowo and Gibran regime, which is this is a suffering, a struggle that has been, you know, suffered by a lot of masses and has made people know, like a month ago, there's a thing called August Resistance where a lot of, you know, masses came down and then protests nationwide in Indonesia. And but what happened is that 5,400 people were arrested, 900 people were suspected as a criminal. And this is the tactic that has been used in like 1965, like the Indonesian genocide. I think what is very important for Australian citizens is that to understand that we are complicit in this act of brutalization, like act of like repression, because the Labour government, Albanese, he was, I think a year ago, he made a statement that he will send $50 million to the Indonesia to fund their military, and then they're going to have a military training in Northern Territory, and then they're going to have heaps of, like, you know, bilateral, like, military join, which is embarrassing, and it is very shameful because this government not only just like training these people to kill other people, but it's depolitizing these people, you know. And like because of this, I think long time of like Australian complicit in like this act of like, you know, human rights violator, like human, like systemic human rights abuse, you know. These people, like you know, that it became like a lot of like racism and discrimination towards the West Papuan, long known because of the, this is like a tactic that has been used by the, you know, the Indonesian government to discriminate the West Papua, isolate the Indonesian and the West Papua, you know, to has a justify to grab their land and then to kill the people, you know, like, but it's actually like right now we're all, everyone in Indonesia and even in Melbourne here are very angry towards the Indonesian government, Prabowo and Gibran and his you know, previous president Jokowi Widodo, who happens to be Gibran's father, but then Prabowo is also Suharto's son-in-law. So, you know, like we see like this connection of like, you know, like nepotism, and then we see like the rising of like militarism that has, you know, like became a tool for this capitalist, you know. It's we're facing a war waging by this, you know, like by this political elite. Yeah, I think that's all for me. Yeah,
okay, everyone, thank you all for coming. So we're gonna start our rally today to commemorate the 1 year anniversary. Well, it's we just used the word anniversary just to, you know, okay? So we're not literally celebrating it. We're protesting this government. And yeah, I'm Jeslyn. I will be your MC today. And I think I would like to begin, first of all, with acknowledging the land which are we're standing. So we acknowledge the land, the traditional owner of the land on which we meet today, the Wurundjeri and Woi Wurrung people, And I would like also to pay my respect to the elders past and present. This land is and will always be Aboriginal land. Okay. First of all, I would like to give a speech, a short speech to open our rally today. So, okay, I have I prepared it in both Indonesia and English, but I think I'll just read the English version. So, okay. Today we gather here at the in front of the State Library of Victoria for a peaceful protest to commemorate the 1 year anniversary of Prabowo and Gibran's inaugurations as president and vice presidents of Indonesia. But again, as I said, we're here not to celebrate, but we are here to fight. And during their term, Prabowo and Gibran have, well, you can say they've arguably kept their campaign promise, which is to continue. What are they continuing? They continue to use the law for political ends, using it for revenge. They divide positions of power from commissioners, deputy ministers, and head of institutions for their own circles of power. Not for the people, but it's for the sake of their political image, both domestically to appear as heroes and here internationally as well in global stages. However, we know that Prabowo does not fight for the interests of the Indonesian people. He labels all who disagree with him as foreign henchmen, or in Indonesia we call it antek asing. Meanwhile, he himself, Prabowo, rolls out the red carpet for foreign investment in Indonesia, disguised as a narrative of development and prosperity. And we can be pretty sure that he wanted to abolish direct elections, which he considered costly.
Because 4 years, years on, he already said that, well, election is very costly, it's too pricey, well, and you know, maybe we should just do indirect election to save money. And under his administration, at least during August and September, 10 people were killed. Two men. Their name is Farhan and Reno. Still until today, remain missing. As Prabowo had did to abduct political activists back in 1998. And so far, 959 people have been named suspects simply for exercising their constitutional right to express their opinion in public. Thousands of children are deprived of adequate food because to simply ensure that the MBG or Makan Bergizi Gratis or the Nutritious Food Program appears perfect on paper. And Indonesian indigenous people continue to be affected from their land and their homeland, and resources are exploited for the benefit of a handful of people. Also, the media, both large and small in size, are controlled subtly or overtly by money and power. The judiciary, the law, and the security forces are used as tool for politics, intimidations, and a show of force. Parliament has become a rubber stamp, just a rubber stamp for those in power, willingly to be embraced by coalition and unwilling to fight for the rights of the people they represent. Thousands of workers just last year has been laid off. And you know, history may repeat itself with the return of Prabowo and the New Order 2.0, but we must continue to resist the forces that push us back into darkness. We, the people, have been kept from the truth for too long. The power given to us is not to be arbitrarily used by those in power, but for the benefit of the people. However, this has gone too far, and it is being used against us. It is time time for us, the people, to take back what has been given, what he has given to the to them, because power was never belonged to those in office. It belongs to us.
Yay!
Today we may be few, but tomorrow we will multiply. Tomorrow is ours. The people. Long live the people.
67 young boys died after a breakfast religious school collapse. A radioactive leak was detected in Cikande Industrial Zone when Indonesia doesn't even have a nuclear plant. 11,566 students poisoned by free school meals. Rampant criminalization of indigenous communities. Most recently, 11 indigenous environmental activists in Mabasang Aji, Maluku were convicted for defending their rivers and land. 5,444 have been detained after the mass protest in August, while extreme repression continues in West Papua. This all happened within a year of Prabowo-Gibran regime. Lives have no worth in Indonesia. No, on top of all this, people still need to work long hours to earn minimum wage that doesn't even cover the cost of living.
Shame.
Young people can find decent jobs. 60.3% of Indonesians have to survive on less than 11 Australian dollars a day.
Yes.
While the wealth of the 50 richest individuals in Indonesia is equal to wealth of 50 million Indonesians. These are all enabled because the rich and the oligarchs, the ruling class, backed by the military and the police, have too much power, which they then abuse to exploit all people, all forests, all lands, and all waterways. And it's such profound violence that people experience daily. It's such rotten system, they are taught to voice their aspiration politely and orderly. If mengingatkan and mengawal work, if reminding and monitoring the ruling class work, we wouldn't reach this point in the first place. I'm studying policy, and every time I work on my assignments, I'm so frustrated because I know reformist technocratic solution will not work in the current context of Indonesia. In Australia, at least the ruling class pretend that they care about the people. So you can target this pretense to push for changes. But the Indonesian ruling class, they don't even pretend that they care about the people. What are we even supposed to appeal to? They don't even have morals. And if reformist solutions are not realistic, I say, be realistic, demand the impossible, which obviously was first said by Che Guevara. I'm from the generation that the government once pushed us golden. But when we try to live up to that level by not staying silent, by questioning dominant power structures, we are immediately shut down. They got scared to the golden meme obedient chip level. I call on my generation to continue the work of questioning, challenging, confronting the system, to realize that life can be so much better, that you don't need to overwork for the rest of your life, only for that money to go to the bosses. That pursuing a better future doesn't have to be a lonely journey defined by constant competition and capitalistic success metrics just to feel a sense of accomplishment. That livable future is possible for all, for everyone, not a select few. And that is the alternative. The alternative system that puts people off a profit, where the wealth earned by workers and not stolen by the rich and the ruling class and goes towards the public good. Free education and healthcare, land to the tillers, environmental justice, where everyone needs a mat, where everyone has a say in matters important to them and participate in public life as equals. The system for the people, not for the profit of a select few. See how you see there? And how do we demand this? By showing the ruling class that true power belongs to the people. The power they have been abusing to inflict oppression and maintain violent structures. We, the people, need to take it back. We need to realize our collective power when we are united in our demand for this radically better, livable world. No. Absolute one covert size liberal checklist. Brick by brick, wall by wall, the Oregon have to fall. I want to check. The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated. The people
bersatu, tak bisa dikalahkan.
Bersatu, tak bisa dikalahkan.
You're listening to Accent of Women, produced in the studios of 3CR in Fitzroy, Victoria, and broadcast nationally on the Community Radio Network. We've been listening to speeches from the anti-Prabowo Gibran rally held on 20th October last year, sharing the various struggles of the people of Indonesia, from youths to workers to indigenous peoples, while also noting the role of the international community and those in diaspora to not just stand in solidarity, but take action against the failings of the governments back home. Up next, we will hear from the Melbourne Bergerak Choir, sharing a series of resistance songs as well as poetry in Bahasa Indonesia. This is such a beautiful offering, and I hope you will enjoy it as much as I do.
Tolak Soeharto, tolak Soeharto. Tani, or actually the original song title is Pembebasan. It's written by Safi'i Kemamang. He is activist 1998, one of the most prominent activists, and now he's in Timor Leste. And unfortunately, he's now facing pembungkaman as well in Timor Leste. So shame, shame. He's been fighting all together with the Timor Leste people back then, and nowadays the ruling class of Timor Leste is trying to shut him down because he's still fighting over there with all the working class in Timor Leste. So this song is dedicated for you, Safi'i Kemamang, because our supporting here is always be with you.
Buruh tani, mahasiswa, rakyat miskin kota. Bersatu padu rebut demokrasi. Gegap gempita dalam satu suara. Demi tugas suci yang mulia. Hari-hari esok adalah milik kita. Terciptanya masyarakat sejahtera. Terbentuknya tatanan masyarakat. Indonesia baru tanpa Orba. Marilah kawan, mari kita kabarkan. Di tangan kita tergenggam arah bangsa. Marilah kawan, mari kita nyanyikan sebuah lagu tentang pembebasan. Di bawah kuasa tirani
Prabowo,
kususuri garis jalan ini. Berjuta kali turun aksi, bagiku satu langkah pasti.
Mari depan!
Buruh tani, mahasiswa, rakyat miskin kota. Bersatu padu rebut demokrasi. Gegap gempita dalam satu suara. Demi tugas suci yang mulia. Hari-hari esok adalah milik kita. Terciptanya masyarakat sejahtera. Terbentuknya tatanan masyarakat. Indonesia baru tanpa Orba. Marilah kawan, mari kita kabarkan. Di tangan kita tergenggam arah bangsa. Marilah kawan, mari kita nyanyikan sebuah lagu tentang pembebasan. Di bawah kuasa tirani
Prabowo,
kususuri garis jalan ini. Berjuta kali turun aksi, bagiku satu langkah pasti. Bagi juta kali turun aksi, bagiku satu langkah pasti.
And that's all we've got time for today. We just heard from various Indonesian women about the shared struggles of the working class and the need for continued solidarity and resistance from everyone. Accent of Women is produced in the Melbourne studios of Community Radio 3CR with the financial assistance of the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The show is distributed nationally via the Community Radio Network, with special thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia. Music for Accent of Women was written and produced by George Kunjeri. If you want to hear this show again or any of our previous programs, you can download the podcast from 3CR's website, 3cr.org.au, and go to the Accent of Women page and follow the links to this week's show. If you want to get in touch with the producers of the show, you can write to us at accentofwomen@gmail.com. You can also like our page on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the program. I'm Fiza, and we look forward to your company again next week.
Our last song is written by Rara Sekar. This new song is called Rakyat Bersatu Pasti Menang. When people united,
we will win.
Good job. So when people united,
we will be victorious.
We will be victorious.
Hutan
kita kau bakar, sungai kering kerontang. gunung ditambang, pesisirkan tenggelam, bumi, air, dan kekayaan alam dikuasai oleh segelintir orang. Rebut ruang, mari kita berjuang. Rakyat bersatu, tak bisa dikalahkan. Kita semua manusia berhak untuk merdeka. Ibu-ibu, orang muda, orang tua, buruh tani, buruh pabrik, guru dan mahasiswa, desa kota, semua harus sejahtera. Rakyat bersatu, tak bisa dikalahkan. Tak ada waktu untuk kalah dan pasrah. Musim semi, benih bermekaran. Pasti menang, pasti menang. Fajar merah akan datang. Kita semua manusia berani dan percaya. Ibu-ibu, orang muda, orang tua, buruh tani, buruh pabrik, guru dan mahasiswa, desa kota, semua harus sejahtera. Rakyat bersatu, tak bisa dikalahkan. Tak ada waktu untuk kalah dan pasrah. Musim semi, benih bermekaran. Pasti menang, pasti menang. Fajar merah akan datang. Fajar merah akan
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.